Bills back on the Boss Man Show. Boss and Neek here with you for the Boss Report, Florida. Pop culture. Neek, my man, it's March. It's our month now. What are your thoughts? We're going to hear today on this report today. What are your thoughts before you get started?
Probably some madness because it's March.
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
Yes. Neek, I'm going to start off with some madness right now, Neek. Florida man arrested for hitting his new girlfriend's daddy with an axe because he farted in his car.
What kind of car was it?
A certain Thunder Player special car, if you catch my drift. A Toyota Camry.
It was a Camry?
Yeah.
Trying to figure out where can he hide that stuff. Trying to figure out where, but I can't. I mean, he probably had it in the back seat. But also, an axe, though?
Yes.
Yeah, he must have been real mad. Big mad.
Yeah. He had some lobster tails.
Mm-hmm.
And some salmon. So it was rough.
Lobster tails are expensive.
And salmon. But I think the smell of all those got him, man. I think that's what got him, bro.
Probably. Problem. They probably would have got him too.
Also, real reform. Illinois to eliminate cash bail for nonviolent offenders under Pretrial Fairness Act.
Repeat that.
Illinois to eliminate cash bail for nonviolent offenders under the Pretrial Fairness Act.
That's good. That's very helpful. That's a start.
It needs to happen.
It needs to happen everywhere, honestly.
Yes.
Especially because bail is just a system. I mean, that is just a corrupt system in its own right.
Yes. So many people serve time for innocent crimes because they can't bond out of jail. So they're stuck in the county or the city jail just rotting away because they can't afford to get out of jail. So then they take petty guilty pleas just to get out.
Right. So many people that take them guilty pleas and whole life messed up now.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't get out for $200. Like, that's how crazy it is. So that's a start. I mean, I wish every other state would do that as well.
Exactly. Now get this, Neek. K. Michelle slams hate-filled black women after video of her sagging rump goes viral.
So you make fun of black women because they made fun of you, or?
She mad because, you know, she was dancing and her deflated cakes were showing it was sagging. And people lit her up for getting them implants she got. And remember, I don't know who she was with, but they said that she was leaking, the silk was leaking in the bed with somebody. I think like whoever, some famous actor she was with and got with him on a one-nighter, never happened again, and she was leaking from her, you know, injections that she had got. Yeah.
Yikes. Yikes. But I don't think that's you used to get mad at a black woman for, I guess.
As they were saying, they were saying, love who you are. You not went and done all that. You don't have sagging cakes now, pretty much. Those kind of people's responses were in the comments. Kind of, it's your fault that your booty looked ugly this way. Not nobody's fault.
I mean, it kind of is.
Yeah, I agree. It's her fault.
I mean, you can blame the people that did it, and you can blame her for doing it.
Yeah, if you ain't got enough back there, just deal with it.
Deal with it the regular way.
There are guys who like that. I'm not one of them, but there are guys who like that. I'm just saying.
There are plenty of guys that like flat butts.
So, go for that. I can't deal with deflated cakes. I gotta have I have to have some Baduka dunk going on. I gotta have some cakes to smash smithereens. I can't smash a ironing board. I can't do that. Or a backboard. I can't slam out 20. I can't do it, Neek. Gotta have. I know he's not popular right now, but that song, I need that. So, yeah. Yes. I can't do aisle 20. Can't do aisle 40. Can't do none of them. Can't do none of them flat highways. Can't do it. So there you go. K. Michelle's on you, shawty. Baton Rouge police on the investigation, Neek, after video emerges of officer choking out a 13-year-old black boy.
I mean, Baton Rouge police is pretty wild if you really know that. So
yeah, they stay tripping.
Stay tripping. And plus, at the same time, they said allegedly when it's on tape. Like, how does that work?
Because it's the police. It's already...
It's already alleging because of the police.
It's already rigged against everybody else.
It's already rigged.
It's already rigged.
But Baton Rouge police, man. Just like every other police. They get caught with something, they're going to deny it.
Yes.
Deny, deny, deny.
Yes. And, Neek, this is going to tear you up too, man. Children expelled from Catholic school after the school finds mom's OnlyFans account because there were fathers of students going to check out the mom on OnlyFans.
So how is that the kids' fault?
Exactly. It's like he punished the kids for the mom doing her thing on OnlyFans.
Look, if you have OnlyFans, you have OnlyFans. It doesn't matter. At this point in the game, if you have one, you have one. But that don't mean your offspring get put out of school because of it. If to be honest with you, you look at the fathers all lopsided. So why are you on there in the first place, sir?
Exactly. Yeah.
How do you know that child, mom, has all the things in the first place?
Yeah, you've been looking at, you've been digging.
You've been digging. So for me, it's like, it sounds like a little bit of hate there, and also just bias right there, because you can't just tell the kids, well, your mom does this, so we can't let you go to the school. I mean, it's putting in corrupt governors, senators, mayors, police officers, and their kids in private school. So why does that have to do with OnlyFans? Is it because he's new, or is it because you just don't want it to be any kind of friction when she comes through the hall and you just see a whole bunch of dudes like, oh my God, okay, this is cool. Like, you know, I mean, dudes are going to ogle regardless.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good looking dude's going to look. Women going to look regardless. So to
the,
me,
the main thing is, are you in the bed with me at night? Are you in the bed with me at night? Are you coming home to me, or are you with them? That's all I care about.
It sounds like hate.
Yes.
And then taking it out on the kids. That's what it is.
Get this. Florida man arrested for ordering a hit on his childhood neighbor who told him she couldn't get with him because she knew him as a child, so he had one of his ratchet homegirls beat her down for that. And the homegirl said he ordered the hit, and the text message proved he ordered the hit.
You ordered a beat down on somebody because they didn't want you?
Her excuse was, I know you since we was kids. That was her excuse why she couldn't get with him, which to me, so now, not that I'm agreeing with what he did. That's a lame excuse. I'm just saying.
I mean, it's a lame excuse, but take it as a lame excuse, but don't get no other woman to come beat her up.
Yeah.
Don't waste of time, bro.
Now you in jail for nothing.
Right. Both of y'all in jail now. Both of you.
Oh, man.
Florida.
Man. Florida man arrested for pulling up to Taco Bell, throwing a bowling ball to the window for getting his order wrong. He threw a 13-pound bowling ball in the window, Neek, because the order was wrong.
This one I saw, they couldn't do nothing random in the middle of a drive-thru.
Okay. So you must have been to a bowling alley, to a bowling league or something, to then have it on deck, throw the ball into the window.
I never thought of somebody throwing a bowling ball, though. Like, that's something new. That's new and terrifying at the same time. Now, alligator, I seen alligator, snake, some liquor,
scissors, some knives.
But a bowling ball?
Oh, that's 15-pound bowling ball, there's a heavy bowling ball thrown in that window.
Right. So they know they knew what to do with that bowling ball. Boy, I'm telling you. Florida. Florida, Florida, Florida. Always thinking of something new. I'm gonna write that down. Let me get my phone down and put that down bowling ball.
You know, innovative ways to get it back in the draft, new worker. Throw a bowling ball at him.
Yep.
That's new. That is new. Bowling ball. That is new. So here we go. Travis Scott under investigation for having a pop-up. So breaking COVID protocols, having a pop-up. And people came out and there you go.
Had a pop-up concert?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
In California. Breaking protocol. Under investigation for it.
I think he thought he was going to get away with that one. Nah, bro. A whole concert with social media. Trust me when I say there's going to be some video, and then pretty much just a wrap, you might as well just take a plea.
No doubt.
Plea, bro. Go and pay your fine. You're rich. You're going to pay a fine. That's all you're going to do. Even if you're black, you're just going to pay a fine. That's all you're going to do. It's California.
No doubt. Now, need this on this. This is weird. Survey reveals 38% of Americans would give up sex for a year to travel safely again.
Sounds reasonable. Years go by fast.
Yeah, because think about it. My birthday is in a week or so, and that's when everything kind of went crazy.
Right, and mine was like everything started when my birthday hit. Everything started going, everything was shut down.
You know, it's crazy how difference a year makes. And I will tell you this: I would long to be able to travel and see whoever I want to see without having to be like, "Are you acting the fool? And acting the fool? Are you out here tripping or not tripping?" I do want to get back from this having to be so guarded that I can't even go. I can't even go to where a certain team I cover play at, who I won't say any names.
You won't have to say it because you're kind of, you know.
I'm not saying any names.
You're not saying the name, but it's on your head. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying no any names. All I will say is that I can't do what I want to do at the arena I like to go to and vibing certain vibes that I'm used to vibing to.
He has a nice vibe at that arena as well.
And I miss what we used to do, Neek, at that arena. So I can't do that. I can't do that right now. So it sucks. I wish this thing goes away.
But I can understand why 38% would. But where the rest of that survey? Is there any more on that survey?
Well, 62% of people wouldn't give up sex for a year to travel.
Ah, 64?
62% would not give up sex to travel. 38% would give up sex for a year to travel safely again.
I give it up to go to LA again.
Yes, I'll give it up just to be able to go to my arena again and do what I used to do. The arena don't need to be done. Nothing else done to it. That's all I'm gonna say. The arena is fine the way it is. That's all I'm gonna say. The arena is fine the way it is. That's all I'm gonna say.
Don't say that. You're gonna find out you said that. They don't know who I am. I'm coming to face.
Oh yeah, he can't come anymore for this. Agreed with you.
I didn't even say two words. I'll be like,
He's not working hard enough, is he? He's not working hard enough. What is? I mean,
I literally was at a game chilling. But yeah, I give it up.
Speaking of that unnamed team, I won't say the name of. What do you feel about their coaching change?
In the middle of the season, though?
And the media who covers the team and how they have narratives to help push a good man out. What are your thoughts?
It's in the middle of a season, though.
When half the roster is injured.
I mean, you got to look at what you got, though. You got a one, you got a pandemic. Two, you got injuries. Three, you don't know what to do with all these injuries, so they're messing up your rotation.
And you have a star who can't defend
a star that shoots 30-footers and messes up the flow of the offense sometimes.
Who can't stop a nosebleed.
A nosebleed is a polite way of putting it.
Who plays amoeba defense or and one mixtape defense on a nightly basis in the NBA.
I get it that the point guard is a very deep position, but at the same time, come on, man. They're not putting you on the star point guard. They're putting you on the two guard that don't move.
Or the three that stands in the corner. The
three that don't do nothing. And the three putting up 30 on your head.
I'm just saying. But I will say this, okay, this might get me in trouble.
Again?
Yeah.
Hold on, hold on.
People have allowed the non-defending point guard to not have any kind of accountability. Therefore, the non-defending point guard gets to do what he wants to. He's held accountable, so he gets upset and runs upstairs or runs to the media, and a certain media member or two writes articles in his favor to curry access to them. I'm just saying. And yes, sucker, I'm talking about you. Yes, I ain't gotta say your name, but you know, but if the shoe fits, wear it, sucker. And yeah, I'm talking to a media member now. If the shoe fits, wear it. And yes, you've been on show before, but guess what? Never again. Because you helped push somebody out because you wanted to curry favor. And to your colleagues at your digital media platform, to sign on this garbage that you published the other day, whoo-wee, terrible. So
we right here.
Don't need a new arena. Need to have a point guard to defend. Need to have new media who cover the team. Need to have accountability for your actions. And need to quit having fans at the games now. That's all I'm saying. Because I'm just saying. And these amenities are approved by Nacho Man Neek. He approved these for the show happened. So I'm good with it.
See, man, they'll never invite me back. So they see my name. Well, no, we don't have no pass for him.
He agreed with everything you said.
Oh, boy.
Yes. So, yeah, unnamed team. You should bring back a certain Thunder player at this point. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, Lord, no.
Are you happy now? I said bring you back. Should bring back a certain player in Denver, too. A forward. I'm going to say about that, too. Bring the whole band back together. Look, I'll take that again. I'll take getting swept by the Cavs every year at this point. I'll take that again. At least that was fun then. You know? I knew I'd be around in May. I've been saying. Speaking of former players of a certain team I won't name, Jeremy Lin says he was called the coronavirus by other players on the court. Your thoughts?
That possibly could have been said. I don't know why, but I don't know why they thought it was a joke, but that possibly could have been very much said. And we're supposed to talk shit. You know, they're going to say whatever.
Yes.
So, doing the little Chinese eyes thing, you know, is bad enough. But to call them coronavirus is just as bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, get this. White UCLA track and field jock kicked off the team for video about girlfriend cheating on him with a, quote, stupid nigger.
And he's not at the school no more. So, end of that story.
Mm-hmm.
Get up out of there, player. Don't need you there.
We got loud and wrong. Soup cookie forensic science teacher gets G-checked by students for trying to blame Brown Taylor for her own death.
I mean, from what I've seen, it's a lot of white people that do teach a lot of black kids. So when you really look at it from that angle, you understand that sometimes their personal thoughts
bleed into
what they're teaching. So I'm not shocked at that, but for her to triple down on it, oh, that made it worse for her right there.
Mm-hmm.
That made it worse because all the kids trying to correct her. I mean, trying
to give her opportunity to
cheat. Trying to give her opportunity to fix some mistake. Try. And I give them kids credit because they were like, trying to tell her that they kicked in the wrong place and the wrong guy was already in jail. And she kept in triple down. So, hey, she got to go on that one.
Well, Nick, Florida man arrested. But running inside Walmart, throwing a pie at his pregnant ex-girlfriend, saying, bitch, it's your baby now. Deal with it.
So who's the bitch, though?
I think he is.
The other guy?
Nah, the girl is in the... The girl was pregnant working at Walmart. He ran... They broke up, supposedly. Okay. He ran out with a pie, hit her with her face, and said, bitch, the baby's yours now, and ran out.
So that's his ex.
She's 5 months with his child.
Oh, with his child. Oh, so basically, he's making her a single mother and running.
Yeah.
So that makes him even more of a coward.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Florida. Never lets me down.
Well, it's even worse in Florida. Florida officer cleared for shooting peaceful protester LaToya Ratliff in the eye with a rubber bullet. You know the girl whose eyes are so blown up?
Yeah.
They cleared the police officer. Of course he got cleared. Of course he got cleared.
Of course. Police investigating police. Of course he's cleared. Feel bad for the lady. I hope they get a settlement or something. Because to have your eye like that is just terrible. And I know with the American health system, it's not making it better because hospital probably charging out the ass.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope they hope she gets a civil case or something, because, nah.
We got this, Neek. White the fuck. Soup cookie kindergarten teacher from Delaware practices downward dumbass with Black History Month lesson combining slavery and yoga. Quote, get into your boat pose.
Some things cannot be a collaboration. Anything involving slavery is not a good collaboration. I'm sorry. You can't combine slavery with anything. Nothing goes hand to hand. Nothing. So yoga and slavery is automatically a no. Automatically a no. And you need to go away. You don't need to be a teacher no more. Or at least sit out for a year and think of something else.
Correct. Woo-wee. Nick, here we go. Hey, sis, see you later, loser. Ex-Atlanta Dream baller Renee Montgomery becomes the owner of the Atlanta Dream after political racist Barbie doll Kelly Loeffler has a get-out-of-town sale.
Well, she's out of there. I'm just shocked that Renee Montgomery is involved. But shout-out to her. Shout-out to Atlanta Dream.
Neat. What team do you prefer? The unnamed team or Atlanta Dream?
Atlanta Dream winning so far.
Okay.
They literally got somebody in the office. What has the other team done?
Open the arena, I guess.
That's it. Nah. Or put Top Golf in the arena.
And a barbershop.
Barbershop.
or mess up scoreboards and stuff like that. I'm just saying. Or
right by the locker room.
That too. Or and fire a coach for no reason.
Who's in the middle of the damn season.
Who helped turn Georgia blue, but my eye had.
Shout out to him for that.
I'm just saying, ALP, much love, brother. ALP, it wasn't you, bro. It wasn't you. Just know that I've been around since 2012. I understand everything you dealt with and then some.
Even with new ownership?
Yes, some of the same. They still on the,
that's on the same people?
Yes, they still there. Bro, why did they want new arena still, bro?
They can move out, go to Gwinnett. Gwinnett will have them. That'll be all right.
I'm just saying.
They do Gwinnett Hawks. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, or the Cobb County. Or the
Cobb County Hawks. Up the street from Braves Stadium.
Yeah, the battery. Put an arena up by the battery.
Right.
You know, I'm just saying. Hey, shout out to my guy, Donald Young, D.Y. What's up, bro? Hold it down. So, yeah. Spanish rapper accused of chopping off roommate's penis for a YouTube video. I know, Nick.
For a YouTube video?
Yes, yes, unfortunately, yes.
I want him arrested. I want him arrested. He needs to go to jail. For a YouTube video?
Mm-hmm.
Nah. He needs to go to jail. Right to jail. That's all I can say on that. Jail.
Nick gets worse from Florida here. Florida man arrested for throwing steel-toe dicky work boots at the draft through one that Burger King for getting the wrong dadgum sandwich. He wanted a bacon whopper. You know, he's getting a regular whopper with no cheese. He came into the line and threw his dirty, dusty dickies construction boots steel-toe at the dang people in the window. Causing one man to have a busted jawbone.
Wow.
Steel toe boot sneakers, is that on the list that you didn't know about? Is that new?
First of all, did he take it off while talking to them or was it already off?
It was on the passing and already in the flow.
Jeez. Bruh, no. That's a first. But also, no. Mm-mm. No.
When that Burger King, Taco Bell,
oh, Burger King, though.
No. Burger bacon, King. The bacon waffle cheeseburger burger. That's what he wanted.
It's Burger King.
Exactly. Have it your way. Obviously not in his mind.
Burger King, bro. Burger King.
Mm. Oh, bro, we got to do better. Texas, Mississippi officially lift all COVID-19 restrictions and ends mask mandates like the fools they are trying to kill people. Tate Reeves won the worst, so is Greg Abbott, along with Brian Kemp, Bill Lee, Ron DeSantis. They're like 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D, 1D, E for worst governors in America. Reeves, Kemp, Lee, DeSantis, and Abbott. And maybe Norman, because South Dakota is a sixth. It is F.
Reeves' own child had COVID. His own child.
He don't give a damn, obviously.
And he said, fuck me, mask mandates. Jackson, Mississippi hasn't had water, clean water, for 3 weeks. But he's worried about the mask mandate.
Mm-hmm. Ain't he right in Jackson? Ain't the governor's mansion in Jackson? Ain't the way it is?
Jackson is the capital.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Jackson is the capital of Mississippi. They've been out wild for 3 weeks. And he wants to lift a mask mandate. Some of these governors just aren't just.
They're slow and they're evil.
It's not even about being a human at this point. It's just about being smart at this point. Yeah, if numbers are going down, that's cool. Lift some restrictions, but not everything. That's what got y'all messed up in the first place.
Yep, it's going to be a certain. It's going to be April. We'll hear our numbers going up in Mississippi and Texas and Florida. It'll be April.
And most likely, with Mississippi being so close to Memphis, it'll be up in Memphis too.
Yeah. Because hell, you're right there at it.
Right. So, not looking good right now. Just stupid.
Well, get this. Jail, hell, or both. Houston scammer faces 30 years in prison for $3.7 million in PPP fraud. She bought cars, clothes, jewels, homes, a new booty, a new breast, a new stomach. And she also bought her homeboys and homegirls some stuff too.
It's so many folks to get that PPP money getting caught. That's crazy. A lot of them are getting caught. I'm just saying, it's just a lot of people getting caught every other week. So, also, why would you buy all this stuff?
Exactly.
The money. This is the government money.
Exactly.
Government. They're going to find out what you did with that money, girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as soon as they get all they need, oh, yeah, we're going to arrest you anyway. So.
Yes.
Because like my homie said, once the feds got you, they got you.
Yes, it's a mess of out of time.
Yep. They just waiting for you to slip at that point.
Well, Nick, this is normal in Florida. A Florida man arrested for Storm Coast Stunning Family Dollar worker who owed him some money from a bet they made on a magic game.
People making bets on magic games?
I guess so. Yes, they are.
That's what I'm more upset with. Orlando Magic games.
Exactly.
Does anybody play for the Orlando Magic? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Nick Vucevic.
Oh, Vuce man still there?
Yeah. Markelle Fultz. Michael Carter Williams. Gary Clark. James Ennis. Mo Bamba, Jonathan Isaac.
Bucci is still down there. Mm-mm-mm.
And they play a certain, they're playing a certain team. I'll get on a Zoom shortly. A certain team playing there tonight. I'm just saying. I'll get on a Zoom whenever that ends, but I'm just saying. But yeah.
Well, I didn't know Bucci Mane was still down there.
Yes, he's still there.
At one point, I thought he'd be going to Lakers or somewhere you can actually live and get a contend, but I guess not.
Yeah. Terrence Ross, too.
He's still down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Orlando Magic. All right.
Yes. Here come the Magic! I can't get it out of my head. I was going to games all the years. So it's been getting my head. Let's go, Magic. Let's go, Magic. From all these in my head all these years.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, I used to be down with the Magic as I got an adult. Things changed, obviously. Certain team, I wear their gear now, unfortunately. But yeah, I'm just saying. Nacho Man, you can prove these in your windows, okay? He approved everything I'm saying. He approved everything I'm saying. He approved it all. He told me, bro, go with it.
Who is this one you speak of? I don't know who you're speaking of. What's going on?
I'm just saying. Oh, man. I'm here about this really good. I know it. Florida man, a Nissan 350Z crashes into a Tampa Cadillac dealership and brings it to his knees. Catches on fire, destroys the cars because he was going so fast.
A Nissan did all that?
Yes. Yes.
I'm shocked at that. It's a Nissan.
He ran through, hit all the cars, ran to the building, brought the building down, flames.
Here's my thing. You said what is it, a 350Z?
Yes.
He hit more than one car by itself?
Yes.
And still going?
Yes.
If I'm Nissan, I'll hop on to that and make it an indestructible commercial or something. Probably sell more of those ugly little cars. Mm. Cause them shits is ugly.
Yes, they are. Forget this. Florida man dressed as E.T. swipes a package from a Jacksonville home then proceeds to play with his Johnson before leaving the yard. All caught by the Ring doorbell camera.
Damn Florida. I'm going to lose words for that one.
Well, this is going to tell you even worse. Florida man, Gorilla Glue's ex-girlfriend's coochie together. After she told him they're going to stop having sex, she wants to find herself, see if she can go about having sex. He said, I'll make sure you don't have sex at all. So Gorilla glued her box together.
Didn't we go through that story already?
Well, it happened again, obviously, last week. Happened again. He wanted to come by and talk and see her. She fell asleep. He spread her legs open, said he wanted to, you know, one more time, just lick the box, beat up gluing the box. She couldn't have it no more.
That makes zero sense.
None.
Just leave the girl be. Why are you using Gorilla Glue?
Meek, I've heard that lie before myself in my days, so I know why he got upset. I've heard that BS language, that soft breakup BS. I've heard it before in my life too. I know why he felt the way he felt, but I wouldn't go that far. I just move on with my life.
Exactly.
But yeah,
that's just a waste of time, bro.
Well,
just move on. I guess you can't move on sometimes.
I know, right? We got this. Caught on camera. Florida man exposed himself to women who with a mask on, but he's on the loose. I don't know who the hell the man is. He's going around the town, exposed himself, but he has a mask on. They can't figure out who he is.
He's just getting away with it until they let the mask down.
Why are you doing it in the first place anyway, though? That's my thing.
I mean, if you're wearing a mask, most people can barely recognize each other between the eyes and the nose. But at the same time, it's a waste of time getting your injury doing that, but I guess people are bored.
Well, this is sick and boring. Florida man points gun at neighbor for flying a Biden flag and Black Lives Matter flag, commands dog to kill deputies.
And he's still alive?
Yeah, of course he's still alive. He's not one of us.
See, policeman, you get a prime opportune time to kill somebody, you don't. Leave it to the police. Just leave it to the police.
Well, try this. Nude Florida man brings Bible and booty door to door. Residents less than appreciative of his acts of goodwill.
Bible and booty?
He's butt naked. He's nude.
Oh.
Bible and his booty to the door to try to prophesize the good word to him.
I mean, if you could do naked maid service, what's wrong with a naked preacher?
Oh my goodness, Neat. This is even worse, Neat. This is gonna be worse. Florida man naked shaking his penis at Steak and Shake, shot by multiple patrons.
He did what now?
Florida man naked shaking his penis at people, shot at Steak and Shake by multiple patrons.
Wow. And they didn't report it?
They got, the people are facing charges for shooting at him. He's facing charges for being indecent exposure.
Wow. I'm just surprised he got caught.
He was standing a lot naked the whole time. Over 5 hours in the Steak and Shake parking lot naked, shaking his Johnson at people.
My thing is, when you're shaking your Johnson at people, how do people look you in the face? Do people just describe you by the face, or do they describe?
Look, I would have kept my head above water, and I even looked
at. And that's what I'm trying to say, because like you sitting there chilling, all of a sudden a dude comes shaking his thing in your face. all you're gonna see is him running away. So all you're gonna see is a naked man running away. So you won't see his face.
Yeah, it's messed up, Nick.
Very much so.
Oh man, Florida man's 12-year-old daughter accused of selling stun guns at Tampa Middle School.
Selling stun guns?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that sounds like something a Republican would do with school shooters, give the kids stun guns.
Exactly.
That's what it sounds like it'd do. So, yeah, that's just bad. But at the same time, I could see somebody actually doing that in real life. Just selling kids stun guns. So, yeah. Yeah, I can see that happening in real life. Stun gun everybody. Give it to the kids.
And Neek, we have a follow-up from a story from a previous show. Remember the man who went crazy because the dude was giving his wife an ultrasound, was pregnant, he went crazy?
Yeah.
Well, we got a follow-up. He was arrested again. Because he went back and put the doctor in the ankle lock for trying to get for 8 minutes, Neek. He thought he was trying to get a free feel on his wife again.
If I'm that doctor, I'm pressing charges and not looking back. I'm dropping her and I'm putting the charges on there.
You don't know what's going on, obviously. You don't know what's going on, bro. You don't get it, obviously.
Yeah, you don't. So, yeah, it's time for him to get. I'm calling for the maximum sentence and dropping his wife. Let his wife go somewhere else.
Oh, man. And
right back.
Final story, Nick, is this. Florida man sentenced to 20 years in prison, $251,000 fine after cutting off wife's lover's Johnson because she left him. He got 20 years for it. And had to pay a fine, $251,000 in a fine for cutting off the man's Johnson. Of his wife.
Sounds about right. 20, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's attempted murder, right?
I would think it is.
So, hey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Attempted to kill somebody, but you killed this telewacker off. So,
yeah. I don't want to have a detachable penis ever in my life.
Exactly.
I don't need to have to hook in.
Nope.
Oh my God. Neek, we're at the end of the report this week. What are your thoughts, what you've heard over these past 50 minutes of this show?
Some people just want to go back just to be stupid. And some people just want to go back to jail. Like, I don't see it. I don't see why would you go back. Also, a bowling ball can be used for something other than bowling.
Knock over the fast workers who get your order wrong. They're right. The new pins.
The new pins in the bowling alley. All right,
we got here Jack in the Box, Steak and Shake, Taco Bell, Arby's. Which one are we going to roll down the lane today? Woo! There you go.
Do what you got to do, cuz. Strike.
That's the ingenious idea of just having your own hand to throw it through the window.
Right. Like, like they didn't see him, he just reached back and just saw the ball and just jumped it. So many scenarios. Like, how?
I saw him doing a wind. What was he? I'm already gonna be ducking. He had to reach down and kind of did he throw it with two hands? He used it with one hand and went with the. But it's, even then, you have to kill kind of.
I mean, at the same time, that's one of the things you got to run away from the window for. I ain't trying to duck. Most of them drive through small as fuck.
So he must have had a good, some good aim to get it through there.
Yep. Because I wouldn't have been in the front door, ready to go.
I'm out.
I'm out for today.
I ain't going down for, I'm not going down for a taco. I'm good.
Nah, not at all.
Hey, look, I got to tell y'all again, fast food workers, it's not that bad. Come on, fast food guys, fast food people. Look, just calm down. You ain't got to go at throwing gators, throwing and bubbling balls, throwing construction shoes at people.
Man, if you come in the calm, you get a free meal. Come at them calmly. Not no bowling ball, shoes, alligators. Come on, man. Won't y'all do better?
And I'm going to give a disclaimer again. Think about where I didn't go with today, people.
It's probably worse. It's always worse.
Just think if what I don't use during the show, people.
It's always worse. It's worse.
You don't want to hear what I didn't go with, people. Like the like the man in Tampa who got caught sex in a tree, a hole in a tree. I didn't go with that. I could have. I did. And that's just the that was like one of the first, like the tournament, first four out. That's one of the first four out I didn't go with.
Wow.
Yeah. Or a man sticking a gas, a water bottle up somebody's rectum at Exxon. I didn't go with that either.
Exxon.
So I'm just saying, people, these are stuff I don't go with on the cutting room floor. I'm sparing you all the worst.
Right. Sparing.
So, as always, listen to the show on your lunch break at work or on your way home and take the edge off. Don't do this while trying to be serious, because you will be thrown off. This is for recreational use only, like working out, driving home, stressful time at work. This is to relieve stress. Now we're trying to be serious.
Not at all.
You can't have this just playing on while you're doing your morning devotion, reading your Bible. You can't. Somebody told me they had it on doing sex and they couldn't get through the sex. They listen to the show.
All right, we're done. Let's go home. All right, let's go home now. All right, let's wrap this up. Yeah, it's time to go on that note.
Right. Yeah, let's somebody emailed the show and told me, Anik. Like, really? You, why would you have it playing while you're doing it anyway? We don't want you to play this show doing sex, okay? We don't want you to play this doing sex. We don't want you to do that.
Right. Since you have some ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. Something there. So, folks, we're going to wrap this up right now. Boss Neek, check us out. Twitter, Jared, the Boss Man, Natural Man Neek. We're going to do it every week for you, Florida. They're getting worse. I told you they're getting worse. They're getting worse. I'm pretty sure. My man, Neek. Good job, brother. Stay safe. I know Tate Reeves trying to fuck you up over there. But my brother, stay safe, my man.
I just go to work and go home. That's all I do. That's it.
No doubt. But Neek staying safe. I'm going to stay safe. And I got to get to a Zoom and cover an unnamed team. So, folks, it's the Boss Man. We out.